Now, Matt, we've got this question which actually came into the Naked Scientist forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. And what they're discussing on there is about gravitational shielding. And someone's saying, what is gravitational shielding? Could we make something that could shield an object from the effects of gravity so you have a sort of anti-gravity shield?
So I really like this question. So gravitational shielding is this science fiction idea that you could create some kind of exotic material and it would shield the force of gravity. So you could effectively use that to reduce the weight of objects, which would have all kinds of amazing applications, as you can imagine. If you wanted to make really tall buildings, for example, you could make the construction materials weightless and then just levitate them up.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
And sort of climbing the stairs would be a gift.
It'd be a breeze,
right?
Yep. So we already have experience with shielding forces. So gravity is one of the four fundamental forces of the universe, and we already know how to shield one of the other fundamental forces of the universe, which is electromagnetism. So electromagnetic shielding is pretty common in our phones and in our computers, and our microwave doors are electromagnetically shielded, and it's good that they are, because then we don't cook ourselves every time we turn our microwaves on. Unfortunately, gravity and electromagnetism are pretty different. And so as far as we know, we can't build gravitational shielding. So there's been lots of experiments through the 20th century to investigate whether this is possible, and they've all come up negative. So as far as we know, it's not actually possible. I think one easy thought experiment that you can prove it to yourself that it would be impossible is that it would violate something called conservation of energy, which is one of the fundamental rules in science. So if you can imagine having some sheet of gravitationally shielding material, you could put the sheet under a very heavy object, and then this object would become weightless and you could lift it up in the air with ease. And then you could just quickly whip the sheet away and the heavy object would come crashing down to Earth and release loads of energy. And all that energy has just come from absolutely nowhere. So if anything gives you something for nothing in this way, I think you have reasons to be suspicious.
Sounds like Theresa May's magic money tree, doesn't it? Thank you for that wonderful answer.